101.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. No Christmas miracle this time. A partial government shutdown's underway after the White House and Congress weren't able to strike a spending deal before the midnight deadline.
The hang-up was over President Trump's demand for billions of dollars for his border wall. A bill passed in the House provided $5.7 billion for the wall. The bill passed in the Senate did not. With talks still continuing behind the scenes, the House and then the Senate adjourned Friday evening. Both will be back in session over the weekend, hoping to make a deal to end the shutdown that leaves hundreds of thousands of federal workers furloughed or forced to work without pay just days before Christmas. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The president originally promised a long shutdown, but now he says in a video,
"Let's get out, let's work together, let's be bipartisan, and let's get it done. The shutdown hopefully will not last long."
Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly.
Hopefully we will try our best to reopen the government as soon as possible and avoid further shutdowns in our future.
But don't get your hopes up too soon about the government reopening.
The reality remains this. 25% of the government is shut down. A clear solution is not currently in the offing. There's a very real possibility this goes on, not for hours, but potentially for days.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. And hundreds of thousands of federal workers are furloughed, including many in our area. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin.
We will, of course, fight to make sure that we meet everybody's contract and that people are paid.
And with Christmas days away, it's an especially bad time for federal workers to be going without paychecks. Many people are still doing their Christmas shopping. Today's expected to be the second busiest shopping day of the year. If you've procrastinated, you may not have to literally pay dearly for it.
If you're going out there and shopping and you're hitting up retail stores or even department stores, you'll see clothing discounts of anywhere between 60 to 75% off. And for electronics, you can see discounts of upwards of 50% off.
Retail industry analyst Heatha Herzog. And during the shutdown, D.C. still open for business.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the city government is open to serve all residents, businesses, and visitors. For example, the Department of Public Works will work its normal schedule and pick up trash at the National Park Service's 126 properties across the district. The Department of Employment Services urges federal government employees and contractors to file for unemployment compensation. Also, the Smithsonian says museums and the National Zoo will remain open and zoo lights will go on as scheduled. Metro is operating as usual. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In other news, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg remains hospitalized this morning after having surgery yesterday to remove two cancerous growths from her lung. In sports, the Caps beat the Sabres 2-1. Tonight they take on the Senators. And the Redskins are in for a tough matchup against the Titans today, according to Voice of the Skins, Larry Michael. He tells WMAL's Mornings on the Mall what they'll have to do to keep their playoff hopes alive.
Josh Johnson is going to have to play the game of his life for the second week in a row. He's just going to have to do it. He's going to have to play better. Crowder's going to have to play better. Chris Thompson's going to have to do more. But Redskins defense, obviously, is also part of the equation.
WMAL's live coverage starts at 3:30. Also today, the Wizards play the Suns. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Ready!
Hear it.
Bounces it out, and he's going to go in for a Redskins touchdown.
Here.
And the Redskins are on the board.
Hear every Redskins game on WMAL.
And Jordan Reed, a Redskins touchdown.
Don't miss a minute as the Redskins head to Tennessee. Redskins, Titans. Coverage begins Saturday at 3:30.
Touchdown, Adrian Peterson.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
It's 7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic running at a good pace so far on the Beltway through Montgomery and Prince George's County. No problems making your way through Alexandria and Springfield on the Beltway or on 95 headed from Dumfries into Springfield. Now, we do have some fallen power cables that are affecting 108 in both directions between Tucker Lane and Mink Hollow Road, and that in Sandy Springs, so keep that in mind. And we still have the flooding conditions that has White's Ferry Road closed in both directions between Elmer School Road and the White's Ferry entrance. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A coastal flood advisory is in effect until 10 a.m. Today, partly sunny, a high in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 33. Right now, 47 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis, on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Ring in 2019 with New Year's Eve Rewind at the theater at MGM National Harbor. Get stoked for a totally righteous 80s celebration. Don't be a wannabe. Whip out your favorite fanny packs, high top sneakers, and shoulder pads. Enjoy an open bar, a live performance by The Reflex, and special guest 80s icon Tiffany. Tickets start at $117. So ready, cassette, go! Grab your ticket now at MGMNationalHarbor.com.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2019. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
The seasons are changing, and there's definitely a chill in the air. So the last thing you want to do is park far away from your event. Thankfully, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're watching football, checking out your favorite museum, or going to a concert, don't get caught in the cold without Spot Hero. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. Get $10 off your first park by using promo code SAVE on the app. That's $10 off with promo code SAVE. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and a whole lot of news to cover on the political front with John Gizzi this morning. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning to you, and what a lovely morning it is.
A partial government shutdown is underway this morning. Members of the Senate tried last night, but it wasn't that late when they adjourned and failed to come to a compromise. Now, there was all kinds of activity Friday afternoon. Vice President Pence was at Capitol Hill. Of course, Mick Mulvaney was there, the new chief of staff at the White House, and they couldn't get it done. So what happens next in the standoff, John?
First of all, for our listeners, when you hear about a government shutdown, Rick is correct, it is a partial shutdown. This means that Social Security checks are covered and the military is paid to be on duty. And from there, there are decisions on what employees are essential and what aren't during the crisis of inability to fund the government. I might add that those employees who are told to stay home will receive all their back pay when they come in to work. And this is over.
And they are not allowed to touch work.
Exactly. This is not a matter of telecommuting from home or bringing things home in one's briefcase. You are truly not working at this point. Doesn't sound like too bad a deal for me, but then again, I don't work for the government. When this is resolved, they'll go back to work. The question is, when is this going to be resolved? And at times, the president appears to be the Grinch who stole Christmas. Remember, Christmas is on Tuesday, and in theory at least, this should be resolved by Monday. The president won a comfortable victory in the House of Representatives for the appropriations bill that includes his cherished $5 billion to build that wall along the southern border of the United States. He has held out firmly on this, knowing that this was a key reason he was elected president, and it's something his base holds to be fervently a cause that must be achieved. Democrats, on the other hand, as Senate Democratic Leader Schumer put it, will never vote for this. And in a Senate that's divided 51-49, the president will need the vote of every single Republican in the Senate, something he can't be guaranteed. As you say, Vice President Pence, Chief of Staff Mulvaney, and others were working the Hill. I am not going to make predictions on this because I've seen presidents of both parties fold, and I've seen them remain firm, as Bill Clinton did during the negotiations in 1995, in which he not only got his way, but got a jump start for his political career and his reelection the following year. My guess is that the president, knowing what Rush Limbaugh and other talkmeisters have said about him, is not going to back down on the wall and will stay firm. Now, whether Democrats simply want to risk being blamed for keeping the government unfunded during Christmas, or they want to be blamed for bowing to Donald Trump, remains one of the great mysteries in the twilight days of 2018. It's something worth covering.
Senate will reconvene today at noon. It seems like he hasn't really got anything to lose, but maybe the Democrats do.
Mm-hmm. The president has also said he does not mind owning this shutdown, and at one point he predicted that there would be a long shutdown. So based on his public statements, including his comments to the White House correspondents on Friday afternoon, he's in for the long haul, and his feet are in cement on this one.
Secretary of Defense James Mattis announcing his resignation on Thursday over his differences with President Trump. Those differences very public. And, John, the fallout not only from the loss of Secretary of Defense Mattis, but the change in the Syria policy. We've seen a lot of Republicans very vocal in their opposition to the president's plans here. What does this mean politically for him? Not necessarily among his base, but what about that Republican support that he does need on legislation?
Let's think of it this way. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who has increasingly become an ally of the president, was extremely critical of this move. Ditto for Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who had a contentious relationship with the president during the primary season in 2016, but seems to have warmed to him to a great degree. These are the people that Donald Trump needs to advance his program. He has his base, he has his hardcore Republican followers, but he needs a little bit more to add with that. And some who are non-Trumpian Republicans have reached out. In pulling back from Syria, he's not only upset them, but he's also upset major figures in the military. A thought on this. Without mentioning Syria, Secretary Mattis talked about the importance of the role of the U.S. in other countries. Most people who would be considered successors to General Mattis share his view and not President Trump's on that. Why is this important? Simply because it's going to be extremely difficult for the president to find a first-rate candidate to run the Pentagon and succeed Jim Mattis. A final thought on General Mattis himself. I've known him for 2 years since I questioned him on television about the possibility that he himself would run for president. He, of course, didn't. He's a charming man, and he is truly the enlisted man's general. when it comes to the Marine Corps. A regular guy who once took over sentry duty so that a corporal could be with his family on Christmas Eve. He cherishes the Gold Star families, treats his men and women with respect, and he is universally liked and admired. If for no other reason, he's got 6,000 books that he lugs around with him and sometimes is brought into combat. He was probably one of the most qualified people to be Secretary of Defense. And as I said, it will be difficult to replace him. True to form for General Mattis, he is the first cabinet member to resign in principle over a disagreement with policy since 1980, when Secretary of State Cyrus Vance resigned over a disagreement with the Carter administration on Operation Eagle Claw, the rescue attempt for the hostages in Iran. He is also the first civilian head of the armed forces since 1916, 102 years ago, to resign over policy. That was Lindley Garrison, Secretary of War under Woodrow Wilson, who wanted a much larger standing army and reserve force than the president was willing to commit to. Jim Mattis did it all on principle, but that's the kind of guy he is.
All I can say is everybody talks about artificial intelligence. AI, artificial intelligence, will never replace John Gizzi, ever. Hey, a quick note on Dan Coats. Among the names being mentioned as a possible replacement, currently the Director of National Intelligence, but he's kind of been hung out there a couple times with the president. Do you think he would take that job?
Well, when the president actually asks someone, will you join my administration, it's very hard to turn him down. I have a funny feeling, though, that many of the people who are more in the Mattis camp than the Trump camp on Syria and Afghanistan will send signals that the president should not put them in an embarrassing position of having to say no. As for Dan Coats, yes, he has been hung out to dry. He heard all about the president's comments with Russian strongman Vladimir Putin just as they were happening when he was on a live television interview, and he had to react. The following scene did not exactly endear him to President Trump. That said, he's a former United States House member, U.S. Senator, ambassador to Germany, and a true Washington insider. He almost was Secretary of Defense under George W. Bush, but then the new president in 2001 opted for Donald Rumsfeld. Can he come back now in his 70s in this job? If the president wants him, he will. So, hung out to dry or not, keep Dan Coats on your short list.
And we'll continue our conversation with John Gizzi in just a sec, but first, Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far, traffic moving without delay as you travel on 270, headed from Frederick through Germantown and Gaithersburg to the Beltway. However, northbound on 270 before 370, we do have reports of a disabled vehicle in the roadway. Use caution there. Now, in Ashton, 108 is still closed in both directions between Tucker Lane and Mincala Road because of fallen power cables. Earlier accident in the district, South Capitol Street at Danbury Street, is cleared away. No other problems to report in the district traveling on 295 or the freeway between the 14th Street Bridge and the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, partly cloudy with a high of 50. Sunshine on Sunday, high 49. Mostly cloudy on Monday for Christmas Eve, a high of 44. And Christmas Day, mostly cloudy, high 43. In Washington right now, it's 45. We're headed to 50. 719 Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update continues on a holiday weekend. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi is with us from Newsmax. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist. Another job opening in the cabinet, and that is to replace the Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, who has announced he is leaving that position on the cabinet, Secretary of Interior. So two names mentioned in your articles, John, Representative Raul Labrador and also Kathy McMorris Rogers.
Okay, Kathy McMorris Rogers, or CMR as she is known, congressman from Washington State, very much wanted the Interior portfolio in 2016 to the president's election. She did not get it, and he turned to her colleague, Mr. Zinke of Montana. When Secretary Zinke announced his resignation last week, the chattering classes started talking about Kathy McMorris Rodgers once again. But a source close to the Evergreen State Congresswoman told this reporter, and I quote, "She is neither interested nor seeking the position of Secretary of the Interior." And that's when the chattering classes began saying Raul Labrador. He's the congressman from Boise, Idaho, member of the House Freedom Caucus, a hardliner on immigration, and interestingly, someone who was born and raised in Puerto Rico before his family came to the United States. He would make an intriguing head of the department with 70,000 employees that oversees parkland and protection of the natural resources in the United States. In addition, Raul Labrador needs a job. He lost a bid for governor of the Gem State this year. My guess is he's on the short list, but once again, as have been the case with any of this president's appointments, we won't know till it actually happens.
John, we've only got a week left in the year, but what other possibilities will we hear of someone leaving top positions in the administration?
Sources close to this reporter say that Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen, whose appearances before congressional committees could make the beginning of a new dramatic television series, is on her way out. Secretary Nielsen has been controversial, as would any secretary who deals with immigration and border security. The name most often mentioned to succeed her is Tom Homan, former head of ICE, whose accounts of the courage and the tragedies of ICE agents and border patrolmen leave the White House press riveted. He looks like a cop's cop, and that's apparently what the president wants at Homeland Security. Another close friend of the president, Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, at 80, the oldest cabinet member in history, is ready to head back to New York. That's likely to come early January at the latest, and his heiress apparent is Linda McMahon, head of the Small Business Administration. You may remember Linda McMahon, a two-time Republican candidate for the Senate in my home state of Connecticut, and the person who, with husband Vince, built up the worldwide wrestling operation to the multi-billion dollar operation it is today. My own guess is, if she assumes the Commerce spot, I want to go to her swearing in, because among her guests is sure to be someone who almost embodies worldwide wrestling, The Undertaker. Stay tuned.
So with Linda McMahon and Tom Homan in Senate confirmation hearings, what a way to start a new season, the 2019 season of Senate confirmation hearings. Can't wait to see those, John.
I'm ready to do my coverage, and I'm ready to watch the ratings skyrocket.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. If you want to keep up on this stuff with John, simply Google Gizzi on politics. John, thank you.
Thank you, and have a grand weekend. And if I don't see any of you out in radio land, Merry Christmas.
And, of course, Merry Christmas to you and Colleen, John. It is 7:24, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer's coming up, and very interesting perspectives on the whole Syria strategy of the president, and also talking with Tony about the border wall. And if you're just joining us and didn't catch the first part of the John Gizzi segment with us, the government has undergone that partial shutdown effective at midnight. All the countdown clocks were accurate, and they hope to continue work today. The Senate is scheduled to convene around high noon, so let's see what's next. But the partial shutdown is underway.
The problem for most people today is you're wealthy, but you don't feel wealthy. You have assets, but the strategies you're using aren't designed to generate the income you need to live the life you want. You need to learn more productive income strategies for your assets. My name is Chris Kumi, host of the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com, or call 877-304-8723. 877-304-TRADE.
When Rick and Carly listed their Stafford home, they expected a reasonably quick sale. But after 6 months and no offers, they decided it was time to call Carrie Schull. This is Mary Walter, and Rick and Carly made the right decision by calling the Carrie Schull team. Carrie and her team got right to work by launching their nationally recognized home selling system, and within just 2 weeks, Rick and Carly's home sold for full market value. Carrie Schull spends over $50,000 on marketing each month to attract more buyers and to sell your home for the most money. Carrie Schull is so confident in her system for selling homes that she guarantees it. In fact, the Carrie Schull team has bought over $12 million worth of client homes to date, backing up their guarantees. So take the worry out of selling your home and call the only agent that I would call were I to sell my home. Call the Carrie Schull team at 703-952-SOLD. That's 703-952-SOLD. Or go online to KerriSchull.com. That's KerriSchull.com.
Don't miss the holiday sale now through Christmas Eve at Potomac Petals and Plants. Save up to 50% store-wide on holiday decorations, home decor, gifts, and more. Visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Saturday morning update, 7:27. So we get a lot of emails from listeners during the week, and they'll send me stories and links, and you try and track them down and check the source and say, well, not so sure that that's not an exaggeration somewhere. Here's one that you might think is an exaggeration, but no, this is true. This is from multiple sources. The new sheriff in town. That's right. The new L.A. County sheriff, Alex Villanueva. He reiterated a promise to remove ICE agents from county jails. That's right. He's going to remove federal immigration agents from the L.A. County jails. Now, he was speaking to a crowd at a Truth Act community forum in L.A. this week. At the time when he spoke, he drew both boos and applause from the crowd. Now, here's what Villanueva said. We are going to physically remove ICE from the county jails. That's a quote. He added that he also planned to cut down the list of roughly 150 misdemeanor offenses that trigger department cooperation with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. Quote, we're going to pare that list down substantially and reduce it to reflect only the most serious charges. That's a new sheriff in town. Los Angeles County. The Sheriff Department transferred 1,223 individuals to the custody of ICE agents in 2017. Okay, 7:28, Saturday morning update.
It's easy to overreact to headlines, especially in volatile times like these. But the truth is, there can be costs to inaction as well as action. So how are you supposed to know what to do and when? Now is a great time to get in touch with your financial advisor. This is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands. thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 730. I'm Heather Curtis. An impasse over spending on a border wall leads to a partial government shutdown.
Our great country must have border security.
President Donald Trump speaking in a video message hours before the shutdown.
Call it a Democrat shutdown, call it whatever you want, but we need their help to get this approved. So, Democrats, we have a wonderful list of things that we need to keep our country safe.
Congress is meeting today to try to hammer out a deal, but some say the earliest that could happen is tomorrow. In the meantime, hundreds of thousands of federal employees working without pay, hundreds of thousands of others furloughed.
These are real people who have real families and real financial obligations, and they just had the carpet ripped out from under them.
Randy Irwin with the National Federation of Federal Employees. Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin has this message for federal workers.
Hang tough. Help is on the way. When we take the reins of the House of Representatives in January, it's going to be a completely different way of doing business. We're going to get back to regular order. We're going to have accountability.
Some good news for flyers into and out of London's Gatwick Airport. The airport's hoping to get back to business as usual now that two people were arrested for allegedly flying a drone above the airfield. In sports, the Caps beat the Sabres 2-1. The Redskins take on the Titans today at 4:30. The Caps take on the Senators at 7, and the Wizards play the Suns at 7. Up next, traffic and weather.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home, or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, or make up the difference, or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. Give the gift of health this holiday, a complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2019. Visit RoselleCare.com and click on Holiday Special to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
7:33 on WMAL. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning through Maryland and Virginia on 270. Also, traffic running at a good pace through Clarksburg, Germantown, and Gaithersburg headed towards the Beltway. Reports of a disabled vehicle, though, northbound on 270 before 370. Use caution there. And also some road work 355 northbound at the Beltway, so do watch for lane restrictions in that area. Also be aware that in Ashton, we still have Route 108 closed between Tucker Lane and Mincala Road because of fallen power cables. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly sunny, a high in the upper 40s. Right now, 48 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
Life is a do-it-yourself project. All the things you're proud of in life, you've done yourself. Your education, your career, your family, even a project around the house. These bring a smile across your face and make you feel warm inside. Unfortunately, for most people, this is not the feeling they get when they think of their finances or their income.
My name is Chris Kumi, host of the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com or call 877-304-8723.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 844-99-CANCEL. That's 844-99-CANCEL. 844-99-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
The seasons are changing, and there's definitely a chill in the air. So the last thing you want to do is park far away from your event. Thankfully, you can reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance with Spot Hero. Whether you're watching football, checking out your favorite museum, or going to a concert, don't get caught in the cold without Spot Hero. Simply download the Spot Hero app and type in your destination. Spot Hero will show you the closest parking spots and prices. Get $10 off your first park by using promo code SAVE on the app. That's $10 off with promo code SAVE. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-890-6688. That's 800-890-6688. 800-890-6688. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. The government partially shut down this morning as they missed the deadline at midnight last night. But it doesn't stop Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer from being with us this morning. And, of course, Tony is now the acting president at the London Center for Policy Research, retired senior intelligence operation officer. And, Tony, good morning. Great to have you with us, as always.
Rick, always great to be on. Thank you.
All right. So let's talk about the Syria strategy to begin with. One of the pundits yesterday morning said something that I thought was kind of spot on in a way. He said, President Trump does intelligent things, but the way he does them ignorantly. So the rollout on the Syria strategy and the Syria policy, which is to pull our troops out of Syria, has met with all kinds of criticism. I mean, many, many Republican leaders critical, and many, many of the military people, obviously all the media is critical of it. So the question is, where is the good side of this strategy, if there is one? Because I must say, if it
was the straw that broke the camel's back for Secretary of Defense Mattis, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But, right. You know, if that was it for Mattis, and there's a lot of resistance on this, I get the establishment, and Trump is going against the establishment, and the establishment's always going to complain. But in this case, I've got my doubts. So help us understand this, Tony.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And it was the rollout of the way this is going, it was horrible, and I'll be the first to admit that. So this is what's going on. President Trump had given the Pentagon a certain amount of time to achieve certain military objectives. Those military objectives, in the president's mind, are completed. We have essentially made ISIS a combat ineffective force. Are we done with ISIS? Not by a long shot, but clearly the need to retake ground, physically hold it, has been completed. And this whole thing about the Kurds getting slaughtered, Rick, the idea is that the Kurds are now going to be the ones who establish the governance and hold the terrain. And we're going to be there with them. We arm them. We train them. We're not abandoning them. We're actually going to actually encourage them to do it. Simply put, it's not our job to govern Syria. It's just not. It's not our job to govern Afghanistan. Our job is to go in, break things, kill terrorists, and help establish order. It's not going to be American order. It's going to be the local order. And what's coming in behind this, and we've talked about this on the air, is the concept of an Arab NATO, this Middle East Strategic Alliance. This has been for a long time planned to be the follow-on to General Joseph Dunford's successful buy with through strategy. And buy with and through, the brilliance of that is working through proxies. So when you work through proxies, you enable them, give them the capabilities, and you let them do the job. So this is not a surprise to those of us who have been working this. But again, I think the messaging on this has been horrible when we look at how it was rolled out.
So one of the things that was said in all of this is that the president got on the phone with the president of Turkey, Erdogan, and they did a $3.5 billion arms deal. And then all of a sudden he pulls out of Syria and the Turks are going to wipe out the Kurds. Just help to put some of these speculative, I would say rumors, but maybe just speculation. Help put some of the speculation to rest as the collusion now between Trump and Erdogan.
But look, Turkey is a NATO ally. They are an important element of self-defense. So part of what's going on here is we're trying to reinforce what we need to do with Turkey. And I've been critical of Turkey right on your show. I've talked about the fact that they left the back door open for ISIS to exist. With that said now, I think we've made, everything indicates to me, we've made it very clear at the very senior level that we're going to work with you. This is kind of your second chance, but, have no illusions about what might happen if you go after the Kurds or do other things to destabilize Syria. Remember, Syria got destabilized because of Erdogan and the Turkish interests in trying to get rid of the current Syrian government. So this is where, I do believe, based on everything I've been told, we have a very clear understanding of what we're going to do on that issue and where we're going.
All right, so let's turn to Afghanistan real quick, and then we'll get to the Secretary of Defense resignation. Yeah. Afghanistan, there is talk of pulling, half of our troops out of Afghanistan. And I think everybody's concern that is being expressed is that once we pull the troops out, it's going to be chaos in both Afghanistan and Syria. And the sense is, will this Arab NATO really step up to the plate, or do we have to be the ones to, continue to play the world's cop?
Well, in Afghanistan, that's where NATO is actually deployed. That's been their primary mission, and it's not something that's gone particularly well. This is what we have to focus on there. That land, Afghanistan, has been ungovernable since the beginning of time, the modern era. It's very tribal, it's very arid, and what we have found is that our best bet is to essentially partner with warlords, and I hate to say that because people are going to go, crazy. The Afghan people aren't ungoverned, they're self-governed. They have a lot of different, essentially, locations all across the nation where they just, some people live and die never moving more than 5 miles from where they're born. And I think we need to accept that as the reality. We're never going to turn Kabul into Minot, North Dakota. It's just on the cards. With that said, I think the strategic areas of interest need to maintain a base there for purposes of intelligence and counterterrorism. And we need to work with the Pakistanis to seek a peaceful re-inclusion of the Taliban into the political process within Afghanistan. Those are the things we're trying to do. President Trump is trying to push that. This is a departure from previous policy and one I've been recommending for the past 10 years.
Now, turning to the resignation of General Mattis, he is highly regarded, highly respected by the members of the military and, of course, the leaders on Capitol Hill. Now, Capitol Hill, I'm not so worried about. But when you take somebody that is as popular with the military and, you know, the way the resignation letter was written and the salutation, you know, at the end that was left off, the very respectfully that normally, you know, members of the military afford that courtesy to even non-members of the military. But that was left off the resignation letter for whatever reason, you know, people are reading into that. Bottom line is the way that it sounds and seems is as though, you know, the president and the secretary of defense are leaving in a tone that is just troubling.
Yeah. Well, differences from day one. And the other thing I'll say on this, and this has been in the works since October, so it's notable that none of the mainstream media picked up on this, which is, at least it indicates that some people can still keep secrets in Washington. And the reason for the departure and the planning for the departure is policy differences. And I think General Mattis, first off, did the honorable thing to say, look, I don't agree with everything, so therefore I need to go. And instead of sitting there and undermining the president's policies, he was honest about his difference of opinion. Secondly, again, from day one, Rick, he wanted General Mattis tried to pick people who the president saw as Clinton loyalists, like Michelle Flournoy. Some of those folks were his folks he wanted to bring in. That caused instant problems. He's done things to publicly undermine the president's position on things. Space Command was something that was brought up the first year of the presidency. That's something Mattis spoke out against publicly. And I can honestly say I know that hurt him with the president. And so this is where those policy differences over time have added up. And I think both men recognize that, that there was a need for a new beginning over at the Pentagon. So this was something planned. It's not like directly linked to the Syria issue. It is linked to a series of policy issues. And that's why we saw it play out the way it did. And no, it wasn't. I mean, if anybody was paying attention to his calendar, he had nothing on his calendar after the 15th of December. So that's where there was some clues in plain sight that people didn't pick up on. So.
Well, then it was one nasty coincidence that it happened so close to the Syria policy. Okay, we'll take that one. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, we're going to continue our conversation in a second. We're going to talk about the border wall and the technical aspects of it from a national security standpoint. But first off, a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's in the traffic center.
Traveling in Virginia so far, the volume is light. Traveling on 95 from Dumfries to the Beltway and 66. No reported problems from Centerville to the Beltway, but there is a work zone eastbound west of Westmoreland Street in the right lane. And also keep in mind that due to flooding conditions, White's Ferry Road is still closed in both directions between Elmer School Road and the White's Ferry entrance. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, we're looking for partly cloudy skies, high 50. Sunshine tomorrow, high 49. Monday, mostly cloudy, high 44. Tuesday, Merry Christmas, mostly cloudy and a high of 43. Right now in Washington, 46, and we're heading up to 50 this afternoon. 7:48, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He has penned a very interesting op-ed, which you will find online at theminnesotasun.com. Of course, just, Google Tony Schaefer, you'll find it that way. The headline, "Terror Attack in France is a Fresh Reminder of Why We Need the Wall." The wall has become so politicized and such a flashpoint because of some of the language that was used early on in the Trump campaign about Mexico, about immigrants and illegal immigrants in general, and that initial tone that was set has really changed this argument to get it away from what I think is common sense, that you really do need a border.
Well, I think that's the issue, Rick. Common sense would indicate that you want to have the ability to control who comes in and out. And we've seen over and over again illegal aliens who are criminals sneak back in and conduct acts of murder, of rape, and all these other things. And you know, I mean, not all Mexicans are bad. Not all people from South America are bad. But I think any nation has the right to say, we don't want terrorists, we don't want criminals, we don't want anybody, we don't know who you are coming in. And it's a practical matter of security. So when I see this constant drumbeat by the left saying, oh, you know, it doesn't work, of course it works. It's worked in other parts of the country where the wall is up. It's worked in other cities around the world. So we've got to do it, and I think now's the time. And again, the spending of $5 billion is literally not much more than pocket change, the way the U.S. government spends money these days, which is another topic entirely, but I think it's necessary, and we should do it.
All right, let's try and take the rhetoric out of it a little bit, because, you know, the way the spin is, you know, every Republican thinks that everybody from south of the border is bad, and the Republicans spin it against the Democrats to say that every Democrat wants illegal immigrants coming across the border. Both sides are too extreme. Both sides are exaggerating, and we're not getting anywhere. It's just, you know, one match up on Capitol Hill, and I left the word out of it that goes ahead of match. So the point being is, you know, back to this sort of notion of common sense, we have a lot of people that listen that are, you know, policymakers on Capitol, whatever. What would you say to them to say, guys, take the rhetoric out of it?
Well, the fact, it's like, sit down and examine what is factually the best course of action. And when the politicians get into this, they all kind of do it from an angle of how they can take advantage of it. And if you sit that aside and simply say, we want to establish points of entry, because look, Rick, as you know, we have a lot of commerce going on with Mexico. Legitimate commerce is important. And so the way to do that, to really regularize that, is to have specific border checkpoints and regularized process. The more we have chaos, the more we have people who die. Remember, these people come across the desert, coyotes. That, you know, there's been incidents where, you know, whole truckloads of these people have been essentially murdered because coyotes abandoned them. So if the Democrats really care about human life, you care about trying to prevent that sort of thing from happening. You prevent that not by having an open border. You prevent that by having a closed border and controlling the checkpoints. So that's what you do.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, we encourage you all out there listening this morning to check out his opinion piece. And again, that's at the Minnesotasun.com. Terror attack in France, a fresh reminder of why we need the wall. Tony, have a great holiday and a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Rick, thanks. And you too. Look forward to talking to you next year.
Well, we'll be talking next week, Tony. There's
a lot
to talk about. It's probably the busiest Christmas holiday I've seen potentially.
Oh, I'll be working.
All right. Thanks. We're at 7:53, Saturday morning update. And speaking of that, we're going to catch Bob Costantini next and get the very latest on what is going on that partial shutdown that went into effect at midnight last night.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Seven 7:53, Saturday morning update, WMAL.
Bob Costantini covers everything from Capitol Hill to the Congress. He is with us this morning on WMAL to get the very latest on the partial shutdown. Of course, they didn't meet the deadline of midnight last night, so the shutdown has officially begun. And Bob, real quick, before we get into sort of who's affected and what's next, real quick, the highlights of yesterday. I mean, it was a lot of activity. It was like, you know, kind of the third and fourth quarter of a Super Bowl game that ended up in a tie, I guess. But what happened in terms of the big developments yesterday?
Well, Rick, there certainly were attempts to try to come to some agreement among the Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill and President Trump, who is insisting that he wants and believes this is his last best chance to get as much as $5 billion for his border wall. And so yesterday he called the Senate Republicans to the White House, those who showed up and heard him say that he was not going to settle for a bill that didn't at least provide something specifically for the border wall. But the Senate yesterday, when they got together, could not approve. We're not going to, it was not expected that we're going to be able to approve with 60 votes at least needed or so, not to approve the House bill that did pass Thursday that included $5.7 billion for the border wall. So that's where the stalemate sort of is right now. But during much of the afternoon yesterday, as the senators were trying to get back to vote on that, Vice President Pence, Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, and Mick Mulvaney, the budget director, were shuttling back and forth between the offices up there on Capitol Hill, especially Senate offices, to try to see if something somewhere along the lines might be made for a compromise. They didn't have a deal. They're going to continue talking. And as of now, the House and Senate are supposed to be in, technically, and available, at least, starting at noon. That's probably the quickest way to put it. By the way, the president did again say yesterday, Rick, that a steel slat fence is something perfectly okay with him, as he seems to think that maybe calling it another name and not calling it a wall might be more amenable to the Democrats.
So last night, statements released from both sides, and of course, basic finger-pointing statements, not much more than that. This morning, are we hearing anything out of anybody on the Twitter or news release front?
I just checked a few moments ago, and the president has not tweeted this morning. He did issue a video statement on Twitter last night, reiterating what he's been saying all along. But as far as we can tell, it's very quiet. Everybody perhaps got a good night's sleep to figure out, you know, to maybe come together at some point today. But the other thing is that the House and Senate have both been told, all the members, some of whom probably gone back to their districts again, if they're relatively close, they've been told that they'll have 24 hours notice before any vote is taken if there is a compromise somewhere along the way. So that almost certainly means, Rick, that this is going to go into tomorrow when and perhaps into Monday, Christmas Eve day. The president has put aside his plans, at least for the time being, to go down to Florida. And what you have are senators and representatives who have also, many of them have had to halt what they were planning to do for this weekend before Christmas, heading into New Year as well.
Right. So the president did miss his flight to Mar-a-Lago yesterday. And so in terms of what's next, the only question I have on this is, if they couldn't agree on anything last night, what changes so rapidly between now and Monday? I mean, could this go on for a week or more? Because he has said it could be a long shutdown.
Well, he seems prepared for that. And I want to point out that the departments affected are Homeland Security, Transportation, Interior, Agriculture, State, and Justice. A lot of people in those departments are considered essential, so especially Homeland Security and the Justice Department and let's say FBI agents and things like that. So a lot of them will be working as needed or the regular schedules, unsure of when they might get paid, and that's important, obviously, in the Washington area. However, you know, it's hard to say. Will the Democrats maybe be willing to give the president some more money that he can specifically take and say that we're going to build this slatted fence? Will the president just turn around and say, okay, let's get government back, and then we'll try to haggle with this? But he also knows that come January 3rd, the Democrats take control of the House, and it's very unlikely that the Democrats in the House are going to, you know, with the power of the purse, are going to give him money specifically for the border wall.
Bob, thanks so much for the thoroughness. Right. We appreciate it. Bob Costantini. And Bob, have a very Merry Christmas. I'm sure you'll be quite busy over the holiday.
Yes, you too, Rick. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. And that's going to do it for the Saturday Morning Update. A quick thank you to everyone who spends part of your weekend with us throughout the year. Jeff Wolf, of course, is behind the console every morning. Jane Houghton and our producer. Heather Curtis is in the newsroom. Thank you, guys. And again, thank you all very much for listening, and have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if we don't talk to you before then.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.